as I step away from the chaos of the challenges that happen and unfold in the external environment, and I turn my attention inward, I find that whatever the answer is, whatever the connection needs to be, when I'm grounded and centered in my knowingness, in my original wisdom, I can automatically open my heart and open my awareness and show up in a way that makes a difference.
Welcome to the Uplevel Podcast, the podcast that makes our world a healthier, more alive, and connected place to be. After listening, you'll have practical tools you can start using right away to uplevel the world around you. We're your hosts, Christy Mann and Rachel Baldi. Let's uplevel now.
Welcome, uplevelers. Today's guest is Donna Bond. And Donna Bond is a catalyst for personal transformation, a spiritual life and business coach, the author of Original Wisdom, Harness the Power of the Authentic You. She's supporting individual transformation of consciousness with clients across the globe to evolve to new heights of meaningful success, personal fulfillment, and spiritual aliveness using the principles and practices of spiritual psychology. Donna Bond is a beautiful example of what happens when a person has the courage to listen to that quiet voice within and take the steps to make their inner world match their outer world and their outer world match their inner world. And I wanted her to come and talk to us as we continue to learn about leading through crisis, chaos, and change, because her body of work around original wisdom is super accessible to us all. She's going to talk about the four intelligences, the head, the heart, or the emotions, the body, and the spiritual intelligence, and give us some quick ways to access each of these intelligences, which can either support you on your journey of tapping into this original wisdom or help you continue on it wherever you are in that trajectory. She is so committed to having humans at this time take dominion over their consciousness. I think that's so powerful and so what's needed. So she's a light worker and a love warrior by the truest sense. And she's going to give us ways that we can first step into our inner leader, because that is the first step in order for us to being able to lead other groups of people, our projects, missions, our families, our communities, is to really be doing that inner work. Her personal story, as I've mentioned, is such a testimony to the work that she does. So I hope you enjoy learning from and meeting my neighbor in the jungle, Donna Bond, the one and only. Thanks for tuning in. So welcome to the Uplevel Podcast, Donna Bond.
Thank you, Christy Mann. I am so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me. It's my honor to be with you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I have to just like jump right in and tell people that we're neighbors. You know, I can't step over that piece. We're Donna and her husband, Paul, are the reason we are in Costa Rica and building a home. And we're building a home right beside their home.
Right beside our home.
Yeah. And so it's happening right now. Donna is physically there as we have this conversation. And I got to meet Donna and Paul during our master's in spiritual psychology going back a decade ago. And yeah, we believe that we have some kind of soul contract because we are going to be neighbors in the jungle, baby.
Yeah, we are. And it's divinely aligned and divinely guided. And what's so interesting is you and I weren't really like in the inner circle together when we were at school, right? Like we have several girlfriends who sort of connect us, but you and I were never really lock and step. And so it's just so beautiful that it's being unveiled in the way that it is.
I know. So anyone who's listening who has been through training programs or transformational programs, that everyone goes through this journey together, and then you're learning a shared set of tools or knowledge, you know that you do have a really sweet bond, because even if you don't know what the person does for a living or if they have children or where they live, you tend to learn about like their deepest wounds. You know, you tend to learn about their highest hopes. And so that is a place where we connect. So it's not all neighbors get that privilege to be connected in that way. Now we get to learn about the other things as we go forward.
Well, it is just such a privilege, right? It's like, because even if I don't know your deepest wounds, what I do know about you is that you had the courage to share them in that space with 200 other people when back in the day where we used to be in in-person meetings.
Yeah.
And we were all there like opening our hearts and bearing our souls and being as courageously human and honest as we could be. And it's like, that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know, because we both walked that journey together. And so it's like, I don't know, it's a hall pass in a different way.
It is. That's a great word. It's a hall pass. And I wanted you to come and talk to us in this season of Leading Through Crisis, Chaos, and Change. You do beautiful transformational work with many leaders. And my definition of leader, just so you and I are clear, is if you're a human, you're a leader. If you're leading, you're human. You know, so you don't have to be in an organizational context, although a lot of folks that are listening are, but we're talking to all humans because they're leading. And you do very specific, beautiful work. And we want to talk about that. But you also have your journey of how you continue to birth your true self, your original wisdom, bring your purpose and gifts to the world is something I wanted people to hear about. Because I think a lot of people through these times are really questioning, should I keep going down this path? Should I keep in this role at this company? Should I be living in a different country? Should I be in this relationship? People are asking themselves profound questions. So Donna Bond, tell us a little bit about how you got to this moment.
Gosh, Christy, it's so, I feel like I'm always pivoting. And, you know, I spent a long time, 28 years in the corporate sector, working for prestigious hotel luxury companies as a marketing executive. And at the age of 45, I had an awakening. And you know, when I say that, like, what does that even mean? I had an awakening. I started asking those big questions and I realized that my life was on like this conveyor belt and it was Groundhog Day. And I knew deep within myself that I wanted to make a more meaningful difference to the world. I wanted to make a contribution that mattered. And I was trapped in my life because I was trapped in my own thoughts, in my own belief systems, in my own paradigms that were very, very limiting. And at that time in my life, I believed that was how the world worked, right? You know, hard work and sacrifice. We got to go off and kill ourselves and, you know, do something. What was that? They called work a four-letter word, right? We got to do something that we hate that is going to kill us just so that we can survive our humanity. And when I had all of these big awarenesses, it was a very specific time in my life because I had just turned 44. And that's how old my father was when he died. And so suddenly I was in this really big rush to sort of figure out, like, what am I doing here? Like, how does this matter? What matters? And that was this auspicious time that led to a series of one synchronicity after another, which eventually led me into the University of Santa Monica, where, yes, you and I both earned our master's in spiritual psychology with an emphasis in consciousness, health, and healing. And I ended up stepping down from my corporate, my secure direct deposit paycheck, and figured out how to be in the world in a very different way, in a very, very different way. And so it's been through, you know, a complete re-engineering of my consciousness and my belief systems by taking apart all of the things that weren't working and putting them back together in a very different way. That's how I got to where I am today, you know, nearly a decade later with brand new successful career, you know, an abundantly successful career, in a place that I could have never imagined on every level of my being.
And witnessing you over the past decade co-create and create and break down and break open and transform, like, what a gift. You've done it so openly, so willingly, and in service of the bigger thing, your purpose. How would you define your purpose if you've got like a succinct way of synthesizing it?
Yeah, my purpose is to be me. Your purpose is to be you. We have each come here to express as the individualized drop of the divine. And that's how I like to think of it, right? As the little tiny drop that is connected to the all. And that drop is how we are connected. It's how we are all connected to everything, everywhere. And, you know, this was a big fundamental paradigm shift in my consciousness and in my life that opened the door to all of the yummy things that I now get to experience and be and do and have and give and share and feel and grow through, because I stopped trying to prove myself in the outer world, where I was trying to measure up to somebody else's definition and somebody else's standards, where I would inevitably turn up short, feeling that I was comparing myself to someone or something that I could never quite compete with. I let go of all of that, and I began to align myself with my own truth, my own inner knowing, my own higher consciousness, which I call original wisdom, my own original wisdom.
What is your own original wisdom?
Original wisdom is the inherent intelligence in all beings that is rooted in unconditional loving. Yes. And, you know, it's kind of even difficult to put even a definition around it.
Yeah.
But to the best of my ability, the inherent intelligence in all beings that is rooted in unconditional love.
Do we ever need that right now as a species? How would you describe the times that humanity, that we are navigating and living through?
As I risk triggering people, as I might share this, I think we are in one of the most auspicious and important times that humanity has ever been in. And personally, I find it very exciting, because everywhere I look, people are asking these hard questions that you're talking about. We have really evolved. Humanity has really evolved away from the industrialism and the materialism and the physical world, where I think there are so many people that have amassed a good amount of, you know, material success in one way or another. They got the job, they got the money, they got the husband or the boyfriend, the kids, the car, the house, the whole everything. Yet they still are faced with this void inside of them. And so because of that, there's a figuring out that what we've been doing isn't working. That's not the way. Yeah. That's not the way. And there must be another way. There must be a different way. And, you know, I'm at a point 10 years in, it was very difficult for me to confront this deep longing that I had to be in the spiritual space, to be a transformational spiritual coach, to even put that word spiritual next to my name. Yeah. The first time that that fell out of my mouth, I was like, wait, who said that?
Right.
Like, it was super scary.
Yeah.
But where I am today is I want to be even more revealing with that truth, which is my truth, that this is the secret doorway to our happiness, to our joy, to our fulfillment, to meaning, to purpose, to aliveness, to boundless energy that moves through this vessel. Whereas before, like, all the energy that I was gathering was manufactured. It was all based on a false premise because I was basing myself and my life and my illusions of success on something that wasn't real or true.
Yeah.
So as I step away from the chaos of the challenges that happen and unfold in the external environment, and I turn my attention inward, I find that whatever the answer is, whatever the connection needs to be, when I'm grounded and centered in my knowingness, in my original wisdom, I can automatically open my heart and open my awareness and show up in a way that makes a difference.
Mic drop, Donna Bond from the jungles of Costa Rica, tapping into the original wisdom. And my friends, witnessing this woman, this leader, this human, to really tap into her original wisdom and write about it and share about it and teach about. I mean, it's a real thing that you've been doing. And even just recently, the courage of you and Paul to choose to leave the US and move to Costa Rica and really build a life there. But the aliveness that's coming through you, Donna, and also you seem more relaxed than ever. Than ever. Right?
It's crazy, right?
Yes. And I know that this is it's privilege that we're able to say, like, I had a teacher that would say the most successful person in the room is the most relaxed person in the room. And I know that if people are in survival mode, there is no access to relaxation, to calmness, to that presence that you're speaking of. Okay. So what are some tools, Donna Bond, that you've used and that you're serving up to the folks you're working with to support them to get to more of this original wisdom state?
Yeah. I don't know who said this, that awareness is the cure. But that also is like a quote that jingles around in my consciousness all the time. Awareness is the cure. And I think the first step is this awareness that we have original wisdom. You know, you and I grew up in a time as so many people, and still this exists today, where we're overly reliant on our intellect. We're overly reliant on what it is we think we know, right? Or you have to be the smartest person in the room, or you got to be the first person to respond, or you've always got to have the right answer. These are traps that really can paralyze us. And this was a trap that I was very much in my own life, because I grew up in an environment where I believed that I wasn't very smart. And I had parents who were really reinforcing that for me, that I wasn't very smart. And so when you walk around looking through a lens like that, you're always in a place of inferiority, because that's your belief system, right? When I sort of got tuned in to the fact that I have these other intelligences, right? Beyond my IQ, we have an EQ. I know that you are very prolific in talking about the emotional intelligence that we all have, right? This is one of your gifts, as we all, again, have been taught to overrule or override the real true emotions that are wisdom being given to us in every moment. And the thing that I love about women is, no offense to the guys, but I believe every single woman on the planet is empathic and has the ability not only to recognize and tune into her own emotion, but she can tune into your emotions She can tune into the emotions of everybody in the room. And instead of being afraid of that or closing ourselves off to that, what would it be like if we used that as a superpower?
Yeah. Yeah.
As a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. Our, like, one of the tools I think you're pointing us to is like our ability for deep listening, attuning in what is happening in the space. You know, we'll take it back. If you're in a boardroom and things are being said, but there's things that aren't being said, and you hear them because you have this original wisdom to tune in. What would it be like to articulate what you're hearing, but is not being said? How might that shift the trajectory of the conversation, the meeting? How could that help the outcome, you know, be more aligned, be more effective?
Yeah. Yep. So we have our IQ, our intellectual intelligence. We have our EQ, our emotional intelligence. We also have a physical intelligence, right? And most of us are ignoring that at our peril, but we have these bodies that we are moving through life in, these vehicles that our spirit uses as our beautiful disguise in this life. Yeah. And these vessels are getting information 24/7, 365, right? With the things that we eat, the things that we smell, the energies that are in the room, right? We are receiving information. This is an intelligence, our physical intelligence. And again, I mean, I was just writing about this morning. When I was in the corporate arena, I had a frozen shoulder. And the way that I dealt with that was I applied my usual strategy that works for corporate executives worldwide. I ignored it. I ignored it until I couldn't lift my arm, right? And then I was really in the shit. So we want to recognize that we have a physical intelligence.
Yeah.
And then we also have our spiritual intelligence. And our spiritual intelligence is the code for who we each really are, right? It's like, I've come here to be Donna Bond. I didn't come to be Christy Mann. And no matter how hard I try, I'm never going to be Christy Mann, because you're meant to be Christy Mann. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when we can all start to really embrace and align and love and accept at the deepest level the wholeness of who I am, that radical acceptance leads us into compassion for others. Mm-hmm. It leads us into connection. It leads us into understanding, into deep, deep levels of awareness that all of the people in the world are a lot more like me than they are different.
Beautiful. The four forms of intelligence, like it's head, heart, body, spirit. And listeners, tune in. You know, where am I now with my head, my heart, my emotions, my physical body, my spiritual self? So if someone's listening to this and it's really, you know, they're like, yeah, okay, cool. I get that intellectually. And they want to go deeper into being in relationship with these parts of themselves, because you're the outcome of that, Donna. Like it's like, oh, then I have my original wisdom and I'm doing work that's more aligned and fulfilling and impactful and meaningful. Perhaps I've taken the leap to live in the place I always dreamed of. So what are some ways that folks can start to deepen their relationship with these four intelligences?
You know, I didn't really want to come here to Costa Rica, right?
I know you didn't. I know. You were like, no. Like, I remember you're resisting it. We're like, no, this will just be like a income property. We'll come and visit. And yeah, here you are.
Here I am. That's another story.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually leading a workshop on March 30th called Transformation, Changing Your Relationship to Life. And in that workshop, we're going to work exactly with what we're talking about, these four levels of our consciousness. And, you know, what transformation is it's when we change our relationship to something. That's what it is. It's changing our relationship to something.
I love that. That's so elegant. That's so simple. It's not like clouds parting, big rainbows, you know, we change our relationship to something.
Boom. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Boom. It's like when we can change our mind about something, we experience a transformation.
Mm-hmm.
It can be that simple.
I love it.
And that's profound. That's
accessible, right? Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you have an opportunity in your life, walking yourself through, or you can participate in this workshop with me and I'll walk you through.
Yes.
How can I think about this situation differently? Right? How can I have a different relationship with my thoughts? Once I open myself to having a different relationship to my thoughts, I'm going to automatically inspire different ways that I feel about whatever it is, because my feelings are descendants from my thoughts.
Ooh, my feelings are descendants from my thoughts.
I have never said that before. That's so fun.
That's powerful.
So then I get to feel something different about it. And as I feel something, I think something different and I feel something different, that's going to inspire a different action. Right. And this different action is the physical part. It's the physical piece of it. How am I going to move through the world with this new feeling and this new thought that I have about maybe this old problem in my life or this old relationship that isn't working out, or this old career that I have felt so challenged and tired with? What would it be like to change my relationship, the way I think about it and feel about it, and the behavior that then is enacted as a result of those two other things? So what's my compass, my guidance system on this, then first and foremost, actually, has to come from my original wisdom. And when I left my corporate career, I was really going on something that was deep inside of me that I couldn't really understand at the time, that I couldn't really articulate in the way that I can articulate it today. But there was something in me that either felt aligned or felt disjointed. And so I kept tuning myself to what felt aligned. I mean, that's kind of how I got to Costa Rica. Because if you had said like, oh, that'll be a really good idea, I would have said, no, it won't. I'm a California girl. I like high heel shoes and Louis Vuitton bags. I don't want to go to the jungle.
Yeah.
But there was something about lining myself up with coming here, where then the road rose up to meet me, the doors swung open, the money flowed in. I mean, and on it goes.
Yeah. Well, again, there's a thread here of that deep listening that you're speaking to. So if folks are feeling very disconnected from those four intellects, or those four, like also like original sources of wisdom, right? That's what they really are. If they're feeling disconnected from them, what's one thing you can do to help attune that listening a little bit more effectively from the day before, and attune each day so that when the feedback comes, which is constantly coming at all of us, say yes to this, no to that, move in that direction, you know, one can really connect to these four pillars and say, yeah, it's a yes on all four. Or maybe it's a yes on two and the other two, or they don't know yet, but I'm going to move forward because I got two out of four, you know? So what are some practices that help people to start to tune in?
Stop.
Oh my gosh, Donna, this has been a theme in every single guest this season. Everyone is saying, stop, slow down. One guest says, shut the fuck up. Like that's the mantra. Shut the fuck up. Like just stop talking, stop moving, just get still. And that is, you know, that is available to most of us, is just that stillness. So will you give yourself that moment of stillness to activate these four intelligences?
I am a huge proponent of a practice of stillness. A practice of stillness has quite literally saved my life.
Yeah.
As you know, prophetic dream. In my dream, I had a fish hook all the way through my left breast. And in that dream, I was looking at myself in a mirror, and I was fixated on this barb that literally had punctured all the way through my left breast. It was a bloody mess. And I said out loud in my dream, waking myself up, how are you going to get yourself out of this? And I woke up and I felt my breast, my left breast, because I remembered that about 2 months earlier, I had noticed this little teeny tiny, felt like a pebble on the surface of my breast. And it was like in one brain cell and out the other. Why? Because I hadn't stopped because I was just in my life, go, 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 right? So my first thought waking up from that dream was, is that still there? Mm-hmm. And it was. And that day I made an appointment, which led to another appointment and another appointment and another appointment. And 5 days before my 47th birthday, I was being given a positive, triple negative breast cancer diagnosis. So I had been meditating at that point in my life for about a year. And I know, as sure as I'm sitting here in the middle of the jungle on a beautiful sunny day with you, that had it not been for my meditation practice, I never would have remembered that dream. Even if I had had the dream, I wouldn't have remembered the dream. So a meditation practice is like building any muscle. It's like going to the gym. And you can go, you can meditate for 8 hours tomorrow and nothing's going to happen. I'm here to tell you. Yeah. But if you meditate for 8 minutes every day for the next year, I promise that you will begin to notice this palpable calm that will begin to underpin the chaos in your life. And so when I find things are heating up or I'm in an unfamiliar situation where there's tension or there's stress, it's much easier for me to turn my attention inward, to stop and to like grab that calm, if that makes sense. It's like there's this undercurrent that now is the foundation of my life.
Yeah. I've really witnessed that in you. I've really seen that in you. And I've seen that grow as you've deepened your practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, so meditation, I think Michael Singer really talks about it the best in his book, The Untethered Soul, where he says, our mind is like an untamed horse.
Oh, is right? It
and
ever?
People have... They have big aspirations like, oh, I'm going to start my meditation practice. And they sit down for 1 minute and they're like, I fucking don't have time for this shit. Yeah. And they get up and they go, right?
Yeah.
So there is that period of taking dominion over our consciousness, right? Where the higher part of us, our original wisdom, comes in here and says, I got you. You're going to sit here. I know you don't like it right now, but you can do this. And so there's going to be resistance and there's going to be pushback and there's going to be dust kicking up. It's part of it. It's all part of it. So this is really where we begin with inner leadership. I mean, this is such a gorgeous first step to inner leadership. We want to be better leaders in the world. We have to be able to lead ourselves.
Amen, sister. First step to inner leadership is stillness, meditation. And Donna's saying, even if it's just 8 minutes a day, that is going to have an impact. And that can begin the process. Or if you're already in this process, it's a great tool to add. And like, we are like, please, humanity, like, this is one of the remedies. We know this, right? From lived experience. This is one of the remedies for leading through crisis, chaos, and change, and for being part of the architecture team that is creating the new earth. And if you are listening to this, you are one of the architects. That is why you are here. And so what is the practice? And Donna, thank you for making it so accessible, because I think most of us can commit to 8 minutes a day to our inner leadership.
Right. Right?
You're worth it. We're worth it.
Yeah.
And we need you.
the gifts that have been bestowed in my life because of this practice, this spiritual practice that I have, are so many.
Yeah.
There's so many. I mean, I can't wait to wake up in the morning so I can do my practice. I mean, that sounds so crazy, but it's really true.
Doesn't. I mean, you're doing it in like this incredible yoga pavilion that you co-created that has like crystals and the monkeys are jumping around. I mean, it's wild. And you really created that intentionally. You were the architect of that. I mean, I know you wrote numerous ideal scenes of what would, maybe I'm projecting this word, but like what would freedom look like? And like you said, you never thought it would be in Costa Rica in the jungle, but this is where it's led you. What's been the medicine of the jungle for your leadership?
My God. Wonder, beauty, magic. Like, it's so dreamy here, right? And as we both know, it's really challenging. So it's not all rainbows and unicorns. Like, there's so much contrast here. And I think I have come into cooperation more in my whole life with contrast. And this is, I think, a really big opportunity for humanity, right? Because we get so righteous in our thinking of what's right and wrong, what's good and bad, what's black and white, what's up and down, right? We get so polarized.
Yeah.
With that, what if we just embraced it all? What if we just loved it all? Right? This has really been one of the big gifts of the jungle, is loving the contrast, embracing the contrast, because you can't really have one without the other. And the jungle shows you that, you know, in the rainforest, what makes everything so freaking magical is the rain. And I came from Southern California, right? Where there was no rain. Although yeah. I hear it's raining there now.
Yes, it has been. Yeah.
So after a rain here, I mean, every flower is smiling and the birds are chirping and singing and the sun is twinkling and the magic is just being reflected from every single inch of this land. And, you know, the water is real. The rain is no joke. It's no joke here. Landslides, right? You know, we've had some real challenges.
Yes. Yeah. Riptides.
Riptides.
Mama Ocean.
The time that you almost died?
Yeah, that time. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is very profound, and it has been a theme too in this season, because times are so polarizing. And I believe we are being, and listeners have heard me talk about this, we are just being engineered to be in a divisive stance, because that's, it's a great way to have us disconnect from our original wisdom if we're having to choose.
Yeah.
Right or wrong. I'm good or bad. You know, I mean, people, we can all apply this to all of the incredible transformational and tragic events over the past 4 years. But what Donna Bond is pointing us to is you have grown your capacity to embrace it. So how can we as humans embrace it? This is just the deal, the contrast, the polarity. We're not going to go back to one way, people.
Right.
We're not, because this is the up level. This is where we're headed. What we have to do is grow our capacity to hold the contrast, to hold the complexity. That's the way we move forward. It's not by trying to pigeonhole us back into one way, one belief. So if you have to pick up yourself and move yourself to an environment that's going to teach you that curriculum, maybe in a more like lived experience, the way that like the jungle is for Donna Bond and for me too. I mean, I think I had to do that. Like, I believe that it's part of the, like, I think I'm so stubborn in my willingness to surrender, and I'm so committed to my ideas of how it should be, that the path has pointed me to the jungle because it's an acceleration to learn how to hold polarities, surrender, and be in the contrast.
Love this. Can you feel the energy right now? Like the charge of what we're sharing? And I think sometimes when we walk a path of consciousness or personal growth or transformation or whatever the hell you want to call it, we fall into the illusion that there's a destination, right? We fall into this illusion that we're going to get to like some utopia, like, oh, nirvana is coming.
My God.
Give it up, people.
Yeah.
What we're saying right now, this is the unlocking. It's, we are here for it all, people. We are here for it all. We are here to experience both sides of the pendulum swing. So when we can drop the resistance and just say like, you know what? I'm having a shitty day today. Feel a little blue. I'm kind of sad. I'd rather just be curled up in my bed. And I'm going to let that be okay. When we can start doing that instead of like, I got to suck it up. And I got to put on a show and I have to pretend to be something that I don't really want to do. That's way more damaging to the experience that we're having in our life. And it's also not true. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about our original wisdom, we get to be in our truth. And the truth is, I am brilliant and dumb. Mm. I am happy and sad. I am whole and incomplete.
And so it is.
And so it is.
I mean, humans... we have this power. We have this ability. And if you're listening and you're like, well, it's very privileged of you. Maybe you have the money and the funds to not go to work that day and go back to bed. If you do have that privilege, a place where I've come to is it is your responsibility to be doing this work, because we're not in the context. We're not in survival context. Yes. There's parts of us that are, because the external conditions are forcing that upon us. But if you have the privilege to come out of that and use these resources, 8 minutes of meditation a day, that's accessible to you. Even if you are, you know, moving at a mile a minute, you can afford yourself that in the bathroom stall at the office, even. So, let's, if we have the privilege and the resources, let's use it. It's our responsibility to be doing this work for humanity, for the folks who can't, because they are in survival mode or they're literally like trying to keep alive. You know, we know that that is here, that is on the planet. That is part of the polarity, the destruction and the architecture that's happening at the same time. That's the polarity again. You've said, like, everything you've said is like, I hear it as a prayer for humanity. But if there is some final words for now in this context of leading through crisis, chaos, and change, and your wish for humanity, what are those, Donna Bond?
Remember who you really are. Remember who you really are. That you are a divine being, a spiritual being, an energetic being, having a very human experience. And that your powers of creation are so much more than you might realize. So much more than you might realize. And when you can tap into the truth of who you are, you can begin to re-architect your life in really miraculous ways.
Vannabond, how can people find your work? How can they come to this March 30th event? This is a virtual event, I believe.
A virtual event.
Okay, good, because this pod will go up before that. So please tell us how we can stay connected to you and tap more into your wisdom.
Yeah, thank you. Well, DonnaBond.com is the easiest place to go. And, you know, on my navigation bar, there's retreats and online classes. And if you just click on that, you'll find your way to this workshop. Is called Transformation, Changing Your Relationship to Life.
I mean, sign up, folks, because you're just going to get more of this wisdom here. And also, Donna does solo retreats and really geared towards leaders, executives, folks that are wanting to drop deeper into their original wisdom. She'll bring you into the jungle, into her beautiful space, and do this work with you day to day. And also bring, she has a community of healers that she's cultivated, beautiful local people, who have the gifts of body work, energy work, different modalities of healings. And DonnaBond does this. So if this is calling to you, she will be an incredible guide and shepherd for you, for your original wisdom.
Christy, I want to acknowledge you, who you are in the world, the work that you're doing, impacting so many people in so many places, having the hard conversations, inviting people to open their hearts at every turn. You are a goddess and a warrior, and I am honored and privileged to be your friend and your neighbor. I love you.
I love you, DonnaBond. I'm so excited for we can geek out all the time. Our
we
poor husbands.
Talk about the gene keys.
No, we'll do a 2.0. We'll have DonnaBond come and talk to us about the gene keys. This is an incredible body of work that she's super tapped into. And this also, I think, is an unlock for humanity at this time. So we'll do more to come. Lots more to come. I love you, DonnaBond. Thanks for being with us today.
You.
Thank you, listeners. Thanks for joining us this week. If you love this episode, please subscribe, download a few more episodes, and leave a review.
Also, we'd love to hear what key takeaways you had from this episode. Be sure to reach out to us on social media. You can find us by searching for Uplevel Productions or looking for our handles in the podcast description.
We truly appreciate you. Thank you for coming to learn, love, and uplevel with us. Until next time.